Gateway Thunders Media discussing the highlights of the 2023 GMA Dove Awards and related news. Welcome, dear listeners, to Breakaway Thunders Media News. Today, we have an exciting lineup as we dive into the world of music and entertainment. Our main focus is on the 2023 GMA Dove Awards and some of the standout moments from the event. But before we get into that, let's explore the key highlights from the latest news articles. The spotlight at the 2023 GMA Dove Awards, there were some unforgettable moments that left us in awe. Lauren Daigle and Taryn Wells took a stand by addressing the Israel-Hamas conflict during the event. It was a powerful and thought-provoking move that grabbed everyone's attention. Now, when it comes to recognizing talent, the Dove Awards winners list is always eagerly awaited. In 2023, the top winner was Brandon Lake, taking home a staggering 4 awards. A true testament to his talent and dedication to Christian music. But he wasn't the only star of the night, as Tasha Cobbs Leonard, Toby Mac, Blessing Offor, and Jeff Pardo also shone bright with 2 awards each. For those of you eagerly anticipating the broadcast, the awards show is scheduled to air on October 20th on TBN, and you can also catch an audio simulcast on SiriusXM. So mark your calendars. But our music coverage doesn't end there. We also have some glamorous moments from the MTV Video Music Awards 2023 to discuss. We'll have more on that fashion statement later, like Dove Cameron and Hailey Kiyoko. So, as you can see, we've got quite the lineup for today's episode. From Dove Awards triumphs to red carpet glitz, we're here to keep you updated on all the latest happenings in the world of music and entertainment. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Breakaway Thunders Media News for this month. Be sure to subscribe for more exciting updates, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Hello, friends. Glad you could be here with us on our program, Breakaway Thunders Media. And this will probably be on some of the podcasts and networks that extend from this particular program that we have on YouTube. We start with YouTube, then we go over to, a lot of times we'll first start doing our recordings there on Anchor by Spotify, then we go to YouTube with more refined message. We thank you today. Today we're going to be talking about excellence as our message, and then we're going to get into some music. We'll try to find as many things that may relate to that as a theme. I thank you for being with us today, and as we go along with our sermon today, or what can I say? I wouldn't say so much a sermon as a dedication message to one who was my teacher. I've had many teachers in my spiritual life. Reverend Billy Farrar, who died of cancer recently. And I am doing some dedication things about Reverend Billy. What he did for me when I got saved during a Denny Duran revival that lasts 6 weeks in Bellingham, Washington, back in the 1980s on. And Benny Hinn was there. We had Leon Patello. Jesse Dixon would come. We had many musicians that come and kept the movement going. And for some they call me the survivor of that revival, because a lot of people dropped out after it started to wind down. Some things just have to come to a end, and we have to put up our adult pants, pull up our pants, and start doing things on our own, okay? That's the way it is. Today's program, we're going to continue on after the message. I hope you enjoy it. The message is about excellence. I shot it from the hips. So I don't speak perfect and everything, but that's the way it is. It's live as it gets from my studio. Live as it gets. I shoot it from the hips the way it is. If something's really bad, I will edit it. But because I believe the first message is really what's coming from the heart. And if I go edit too much, then it's going to be chopped up, okay? So you're going to get a real thing. It's not going to be all perfect, all just sewed knit tightly together. but it comes from the heart. So as we continue on today with Breakaway, what? Thunders? What? Media? Yes. Podcasting? Yes. And network. We're all a part. It's all a part of everything. One may be a little bit different than another in advertising, in messages. One may be a rerun of prior podcasting programs from Podomatic.com. Thank you for being here with me today as we pan on out and get to whatever's coming up next, music or the message. God bless you.
With our angels, wait, how will you remember me? I want to be alive, of love for you, to be my legacy. If you put your trust in me, I want to give you hope, you see it. It's a better life to be in the light of love. I want to be in the light of love for you, light of love.
Love, the light of love for you, the light of love, the light of love for you, light of love, the light.
Meet me with our angels, wait, how will you remember me? I want to be alive. Love for you, you're my legacy. You put your trust in me. I want to give you hope, you see it. It's a better life to be in the light. Love, the light of love for you, the light of love. Light of love for you, the light of love. Light of love for you, the light of love. Light of love for you, the light of love.
Light of love for you, the light of love. Light of love for you, the light of love.
Hello, friends. I'm here today. I have said with our program, Breakaway, Thunders Media, and all the other programs, network and podcasting, that on occasions I would read from the scriptures. Today I'm going to perform a dedication scripture that will be with me forever. Like many other sermons I've written or speeches, they were inspired by people I knew. And today we're talking about excellence. Excellence is not explicitly mentioned in most English translations of the Bible. However, there are several verses that emphasize the pursuit of excellence, virtual and moral goodness. Here are a few passages that relate to the concept, what? Of excellence. Philippians 4:8. Let's listen to that one. Let me read it to you. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. What? Think about such things. A very beloved music teacher of mine recently died. Her name is Don Dick. A servant with a fine family. In 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7, it says this: for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. Love what? Love. Dawn shared her love with many of people. And as I progress in this message, I will tell you about Christ in me. And I will tell you about the angels but not to worship angels, but angels that are on earth. God has put here for a purpose. Proverbs 22:29. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. Listen to my commentary. In the context of Proverbs 22:29, it suggests that if someone is highly skilled in their work, they are more likely to have opportunities to serve or work in the front of people in the influential or prestigious positions, such as kings and those in higher authority, rather than in less important and lower ranking roles. Essentially, the verse is emphasizing the importance of excellence and the skill in one's work as means of achieving recognition and advancement in one's career or social standing. Dawn had several positions. See, to me, a lioness has gone, but is in the presence of the Lord. And let me tell you, the gates are open, and they say, come, thy faithful servant. I can see Jesus say, come, thy faithful servant. Colossians 3:23-24, write this down. Whatever you do, work in it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord's Christ you are serving. You are serving the Lord. When you do good things before the Lord, when you essentially open your heart to the people. Dawn Dick took care of many children. She was the lioness who watched over those children. I had an honor to be in the puppet ministry. I had an honor to stand in classes with my wife as she taught children. And the beautiful lioness of God was always there somewhere to assist. 5. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the realm of the dead where you are going, there is neither working nor planning, nor knowledge nor wisdom. You see, we are here for a moment, a time in life. And sometime along the way, all those things we have done before people who are crying out for God. And one day, there will be a time when all things will stop and we will have to make it right before a very mighty king. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Dawn Dick raised her children, helped raise other kids within the church, counseled people, adults and children, and spent time with them. Not being pushy, just praying. These verses emphasize the importance of pursuing excellence in one's thoughts, actions, and work, while recognizing that our efforts would be directed towards virtuousness and praiseworthy pursuits, ultimately for the glory of God. I remember once in Bellingham, Washington, I was setting up stages and things for Calvary Temple, being helped by a young man named Chip Smith. We set up stages for Scott Wesley Brown, Jesse Dixon. We set up the stage for many men who came in ministry through music or ministry. and one was Benny Hinn. In the beginning, 1980s, when Benny Hinn's first started. And I remember about Benny saying about the Holy Spirit was not pushy. The Holy Spirit was a gentleman. He didn't push you into anything. The Holy Spirit gently speaks to you in God's Word. I saw that with Don Dick. Angel-like, but not angels. We don't worship angels. Holy Spirit-like, not pushy, not doing anything to get in the way, but to help us move forward. And that's where I come to conclusions in this message. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Primarily, biblical reference for this concept can be found in Galatians, write this down, 2:20, where the Apostle Paul wrote, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This verse reflects the idea that through faith in Jesus Christ, a believer's life is transformed, and they are said to have the presence of Christ dwelling within them, guiding and empowering, transforming their life. My friend, this is what I saw in my music teacher. The concept of Christ in me is central to the Christian understanding of salvation, sanctification, and the ongoing relationship between believers and God. It signifies the believer's ongoing reliance on Christ, presence, and the Holy Spirit work in their life for spiritual growth, guidance, and empowerment to live a life in accordance within Christian principles. Thank God. My music teacher taught me how to play different instruments, not just my guitar. And finally, one day, I got to my guitar. But I played at a low end because I played power chords. And I didn't want everybody to think we were just rocking down the house. So I'd follow along. Didn't do much singing. Sometimes I would hum or sing in the background. And Don Dick was patient to move us into that place that each one of us needed to be to perform the worship service in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Not just ourselves, not shining, but, oh, here I am, look at me, that's not Christ in me. Hey, look at me, look over here, look over here. Don Dick did her job humbly. I will forever be in debt for what I've learned from a woman of God with the examples of Christ in me, the hope of glory, with the example of how the Holy Spirit moves. Oh, the family may say, and she has fine young ministers in her family, boys and girls and in-laws who love God with all their heart. But there wasn't to be a shine. Here I am. Here I am. Look at me. Look at me. It was to serve the people in the church. Today, shalom. I dedicate this sermon to Don Dick. And I will preach this sermon in different forms the rest of my life. Another sermon from someone who influenced me. Another one was a young lady that had cerebral palsy, but could speak, but her hands were twisted in a wheelchair. But she loved God. And I got to preach a sermon that was called A Fast-Paced World, where people are quick and going left and right and in a hurry. And where was our so humble servant in the wheelchair watching the fast-paced world go by? Today, my friends, seek excellence of God. Seek the humbleness of the Lord in your life. Nothing else has purpose except for that. Excellence to be in Christ Jesus. Love y'all. That's my dedication sermon. Not perfect, but we will refine it as we go in life. Oh, it was NIV. Check it in your King James. Every version. And you'll see the wisdom in the words. I put that in there for easy understanding for my listeners. God bless you. We're going to get back to the music. And we're going to get back to some of the entertainment news. And everything we are, like I said, our program is similar to Christian, Contemporary Christian Magazine, Music Magazine. Contemporary Christian Music Magazine. But it's in our own format. And I have said that I will have sermons from time to time, reading to you or speaking to you. And I thank you for being with us. As we pan on out of here and get to the program, God bless you. Okay, there you go. We've just went through this whole thing of messages and music and tributes today and other things dealing with our programming. We're going to be doing some entertainment news and news around the world. Short takes could be someone I have on staff, my wife or anybody else, or it could be AI. Reading to us today of some of the news around the world. This is your host, Dale Calhoun, for what? Breakaway? What? Thunders Media. Also podcast. Or the whole network. Join us as we pursue excellence.
Today, we'll be discussing missiles. Here are some key points from the latest roundtable news articles. Luka Doncic and Slovenia confront reality of early morning missile alert in Japan. Luka Doncic shares his experience. Just last night, I didn't sleep much. The alarm was crazy. I mean, I just saw that missiles were coming. I was a bit scared. 38 injured as Russian missile strikes near Ukrainian soldier's funeral. At least 38 people, including 12 children, were injured on Tuesday when a missile struck a residential building in Ukraine's Kharkiv region while a military funeral took place nearby. Kremlin accuses Boris Johnson of lying over claim Vladimir Putin threatened him with a missile. Tamara Johnson told a BBC documentary that Mr. Putin, in a call ahead of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, said to him, "I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute." Putin readies massive nuclear missile capable of hitting US and UK. Vladimir Putin has reasserted his nuclear threat against the West by appearing to prepare a massive nuclear missile that is capable of hitting the US and UK for combat use. Unlikely, that missile that killed two in Poland was fired by Russia, Joe Biden says. US officials have suggested the missile was fired by Ukrainian forces at an incoming Russian missile. Moldova says Russian missile downed by Ukraine lands in village. The report of the downed missile comes after Russia launched a barrage of strikes across Ukraine on Monday morning. Zelensky sees damage in recaptured towns. Russia strikes city's water system. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heard firsthand what people in recaptured northeastern towns experienced under Russian forces while a major city struggled to contain damage to its water system from Russian missile attacks. India successfully fires BrahMos missile from Su-30MKI. A new missile test fired by the Indian Air Force using the BrahMos missile from the Su-30MKI aircraft. Big boost to Atmanir Bharat's Durdo successfully tests homegrown MPATGM. The missile the Durdo said is incorporated with state-of-the-art miniaturized infrared imaging seeker along with advanced avionics. Okado worker in stolen Skoda threw brick at chasing police car. Musa Mustafa hurled the missile at chasing officers after the car was spotted in small heath at 3 a.m. Thank you for listening to highlights of situations around the world in our roundtable news. Stay tuned for our featured artist.
Peace. Everyone seeks peace. Life. Eternal life everyone wishes to have. Peace. A peace of heart, mind, spirit, body, and soul. Life can be a test. But we'll only grow when there are lessons learned. And you know, nothing's impossible with God. Nothing. Nothing's impossible with God. Nothing.
Welcome to your reality. Revelation of the world, see.
God and Father. Your work produced by faith. Oh, your labor prompted by love. And your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Come. your son.
Just for us to stay and forever.
never be together. So where do we go from here? What words do I say to make a deal? You stole my heart, it's a steal. The way you can, my heart comes alive when I'm with you. It's no fantasy, just the way it makes me feel. My heart comes alive when I'm with you. My heart comes alive when my heart beats for you. I'm alive, my heart skips a beat because I love you.